Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, he can comment if he wants. There's a woman who has gone viral for her five rules for a boyfriend. And whilst I'm out here looking for a girlfriend...
Yeah.
This bee ain't it.
Okay.
Are you joking me?
Well, it's okay for her to want what she wants, but she has to understand, know your place as well.
She's just creating like boundaries. What's wrong with that?
First of all, have you seen her? Is she hot? Because that, to me, that matters.
We do need to go look her up.
What rule do you have an issue with? I don't think I have an issue with any of them. So what's wrong with me?
Well,
or what's wrong with you?
No, wait.
You don't have an issue with any of these?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. You can comment. Okay.
Okay, let's go through them one at a time. She says he really... Does she forbid him from having girl best friends?
Hopes he wouldn't.
Prefers him to not have... He can have girlfriends, but not girl best friends. And
yes,
she would prefer he not have girlfriends,
at
period.
All. Yeah. For her insecurity, clearly, right?
Here's my thing. I don't like guys at all. There are times I walk in this room and Stephen T. Hack are like, "Did you see Iowa State play last night, sir?" And I'm like, "Who'd they draft?" Just saying all this sporty crap, and I'm like, I don't understand boys. Like, girls will sit around and talk
you
about.
You have your solid group of dudes, though.
Yeah, F1.
No.
But, oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
No, she's thinking Mark and Chad and Josh. But like,
the three most bro names ever.
No
offense, guys.
But when we hang out, this is total fact. Mark and Chad and I will be like in the living room, like pouring whiskey or whatever, and the girls will go out to the patio. Guess where I go?
Patio.
Of course I do. Mm. I don't want to hang out with guys
because
at a certain point they're just talking about. I'm not a guy. I don't talk about guy stuff.
Okay.
But do the women want you out there? Do they welcome you? Or are they like, oh, the guy's here?
No, you're right. I'm probably a bit of an island. I should probably just stand in the sliding glass door and kind of...
One in, one out.
Yes. So, but you're okay with that? You don't think you should have girlfriends?
I don't see a problem with that. If this relationship's going to work, right, that's the person that you should be going to for that, to fulfill that need.
There's definitely been times where I've noticed... a partner is too close to girls.
Okay.
Like specific ones where it made me kind of question, was there previous history? Like, what's going on?
You can just ask, right? Or do you feel weird about asking?
Feel weird asking.
You got to just go like, hey, man, you ever hit that?
Is that the bro talk?
Sort of. I am definitely in no man's land. I don't fit in any group. But you do or don't agree with her on this one?
I do agree. I don't think you can necessarily give an ultimatum on that.
Yeah.
But I don't want them being too close. They can have girlfriends, but not girl best friends.
Yeah. And if they already have a girl best friend, then that's a different issue. But like developing a girl best friend while you're dating another woman, that's a little weird, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. What if I run into somebody that I just really like?
You can hit it off with somebody that you're not romantic with, can you? Or
I can't. I feel like I can.
Okay. But she'll never understand that.
Right.
She'll assume.
But that's
right
her
away.
Problem, not mine.
Isn't it? Okay.
To me, it's your problem.
But if she's hot.
It's her problem, but it's because of you.
It's not. But I'm not putting sexual energy towards this other person.
But you're putting more energy towards that person than your
significant
other.
But if I was putting
other.
That energy towards a boy, she wouldn't care. So that's my problem. It's like,
well, with you,
you
got
to trust me and my junk. I'm going to keep my junk right over here. Where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, just but right in the middle.
Sliding door.
Right there.
But if she's super hot, I would
I understand
appease
that.
Her insecurity. Ugh. Yeah, I know.
Number two, five rules for a boyfriend. This woman has no shot at getting this from me. She has to know my location.
Okay.
No shot.
She.
I don't even put it on Snapchat. Nobody gets to know my location.
Under the guise of safety, she wants to make sure her man
is not true.
Safe.
Not true. That's
at
a control
all
thing.
Moments
not
of life.
So ever since, I think it was early, or like the end of last year.
I have your location.
Yeah.
I do.
Wait, what?
Yep. But in perpetuity.
You let him do that?
Yeah.
She sent it to me because you were going somewhere.
I was going
somewhere.
On a blind date.
Yes.
And for security
okay,
purposes.
Thank you for doing that. That's awesome.
I don't check it. I see it when I go look for Noah and Mia.
Mm.
So like you
so
go
you're
in
saying
to find
I should
my,
just go hang out with Mia one day.
You can, and then I'd be like, what the what? But like, I don't, and I know that sounds like I'm doing something bad, but I'm not. But you don't get to know where I'm at. Because there are times.
Yeah, because she wants to make sure you're.
Where you don't want anyone to know where you're at?
I'm not doing anything bad. But it's like there have been times, even when I was married, and we've had a hell of a day in here. And it's just, it's rough. And there was 10,000 commercials to cut. And it was just a long, hard day. And it's like, I'm just going to tell her I've got three more commercials to cut. And I'm going to go grab a drink at the Griff. If she knows that I'm at the Griff, that's not, am I not allowed to do that? Or I'm going to stop at Express and have a little man spree on my way home. Can I do that without her knowing that?
You can do that, but why do you have to lie?
Yeah.
That's I don't have not, to lie, but I don't need
you
her.
You are lying. Just say, hey, I had a really rough day. I'm just going to grab a drink. I'll be home later.
No, because if she's the one who's like afraid of me having girlfriends, what if I meet a girl there? What if there's a nice girl? What if the hot bartender at the Griff is there?
I think God, they would hot. Be more caught up in you lying than the what ifs.
So you track your men?
I haven't, no.
Would you tell them though?
Yeah.
Oh.
I track my best friends all the time. They're my
girls
little...
can track girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't, we don't, my wife and I don't track each other, but I would. I don't have anything to hide.
I don't have anything to hide, but it's not.
But you're just hiding.
It's none of your business.
But if
it's
you're
not,
in a relationship,
you don't need to know where I'm at all the time, do you?
But why is it not her business?
Someone who loves you deserves to know where you're at all time.
Steve, everyone in this room loves you.
I don't think so.
Share your location
right
with us. All right, we've gotten to two of the five rules.
You're right.
I'm already not dating this girl, but we'll give you the rest of the rules next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're talking about five rules for having a boyfriend by some psychopath on, is this on TikTok or where did she put this up?
Yeah.
I don't know where.
So far you don't want to date her.
No, because she said you can't have girlfriends.
Right.
As a dude.
Okay.
And she needs to know your location. I already know, Steve, you wouldn't let anybody have your location, right?
I wouldn't know if they did it to me.
And it wouldn't be accurate because he leaves his phone.
Facts.
Random places.
That is true.
And Hack, you're saying you have nothing to hide, so you would just share it.
I would, yeah.
Will you share it with me?
Sure.
God, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Culver's again. Okay. Wow.
No, it's because you lead a better life.
It's probably true. It's just home. Culver's home.
Culver's it twice in one day? I don't know.
Dispensary Culver's. All right, so the next one, he is not allowed to go to a strip club.
Allowed to go to a strip club. Her insecurity again.
You know what it is? She doesn't know what a strip club is. She
Thank
has no
you.
Idea.
Thank you. Most
how do
don't.
You feel about it, Aaron?
I've never been to one.
Then would you let your boyfriend go?
Do you prejudge? Yeah. What do you think goes on like down there?
I mean, really only things that I've seen in movies, but I've also heard the typical like, she's not into you. She's just doing her job.
100%.
Don't take it personal. So
the reason you shouldn't let your man go to a strip club, if the reason you don't want him to go to a strip club is because he's going to hook up with a girl, you're dumb.
Exactly.
He's not going to hook up.
No, he's going to spend too much money.
That is why you should not allow him to go to the strip club. Because if he's dumb,
he thinks he's going
to. Yeah, and then she's going to be like, you want to come back to the back
exactly.
room? And it's like, before, like three dances in, he's hitting the ATM.
Yes.
And it's bad.
The worst thing is like you've seen a guy go to the ATM. And
She's got his hand in his hand and they're walking towards the back. It's like, that dude is about to get fleeced.
Yes.
And that's what I've been to strip clubs, bachelor parties, whatever, birthday parties, all that stuff. And that's what I hate about dudes is that I've been there like spending money with all my friends and everything. And it's like, but I just told my wife or girlfriend at the time that like she couldn't get her nails done because we got to save money. But yet here we all are just throwing a bunch of money.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of
dudes are hypocrites.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dudes are hypocrites. And I don't like that part of it.
But nice. Your wife could go to a strip club.
She could, yeah. And I could too. She wouldn't.
Like she could go to a Chippendales thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd have no problem with that.
Yeah, as long as I'm not working that night. I pull a double.
Does everybody remember the Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze sketch?
Oh my gosh, I think about it all the time.
Greatest ever. It was hilarious.
So good.
I'm kind of in the middle.
Next, this one I don't understand. Her boyfriend paying all the bills is another no. So she doesn't want him paying all the bills? Because then when you keep reading it, it's like at the beginning she wants him to pay for everything.
Right.
But then when they get serious, then she wants to split it or something?
I guess so.
I'm confused.
I was going to ask Aaron that because you just told me that, am I allowed to talk about, okay, how you love the fact that he takes care of you when it comes to...
Yes, this guy that I'm currently seeing has paid for everything.
Yeah.
I have tried to pay and like sneak to the waiter, but he always...
I respect him for that.
That doesn't feel like...
Control-y or...
No.
And he's not like stomping on your feminine energy or anything. It's like, you're cool with that.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of old-fashioned in you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think more women think like that than want to say.
Okay.
But... How would you feel if it was the opposite, where the check came and he got gator arms and like didn't even reach?
That would be a red flag.
Okay.
So he has to it, but then what's the alternative? Does he like put his card in and then hand the tray to you and go, want your card? Like, I don't know. I'm not good at the dating thing, so I don't know how that would
be. Like a full conversation about it of like, hey, do you want to split this? If you want, I can get it. Like, how do you want to handle it? Rather than just this Texas Hold'em of the cards. Like that, I don't like that.
I get it.
Like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I have definitely been in that situation on a date where the girl gets up. It like you can feel that energy when like they've picked up the last plate or whatever, and it's like, I gotta pee real quick. It's like, I bet you do. Look at you. The last one, I am on the fence on. This is the only one. Like, she said you can have social media, but she's going to monitor what you like.
Like a mom?
Like, if Aaron went on a vacation to Maui and one of the pics was her like kicking up at the pool in a bikini. If I hit like on that, I'm in trouble.
Okay.
And am I like, you're assuming that I'm liking Aaron in the bikini. I'm liking the fact that Aaron's got some beach time. I'm liking the view of Maui and the whales in the background and whatever.
I think it depends on the photo, because there's definitely some like Summer Rae who is known for her body. She is only posting photos because she has a banging body. If he were to like those, it's kind of questionable.
But aren't we complimenting her for like, for what? He's got no shot with her.
Yeah.
So can't I like her body?
Why do it?
Exactly.
Like, you're throwing them, you're shooting into the ocean or something. You're just like, that's not gonna.
That's a weird analogy.
You want to explain what we're talking? What are you shooting into
like,
the ocean?
There's a million people all shooting their shots. So it's like, why even bother? You know, you said it yourself. You don't have a chance. So why?
I know, but I can still like it. I don't have any chance with Margot Robbie, but I still watch the very beginning of Barbie over.
But wait,
and over and over again.
You'd miss out on relations with the actual human being that's
with
you?
No, I'm not going to miss out. Oh, because she's going to withhold from me because I liked a bikini photo?
Yeah.
Then screw her.
Well, I think Aaron nailed it earlier. It's like you're spending the energy that you could be focusing on the relationship, you're putting it outside. So instead of like spending time or liking the person you're with, their body, you're like, but I like this other chick's body. I think that's
What if I need to like get the visual of the other girl's body in my head before I go into the bedroom?
Then you need to break up.
I guess we're breaking up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.